Not overly impressive by either side, but a victory is a victory. Penn State 22-10, the final. 20th-ranked Nittany Lions improving to 7-3 on the year, dropping Wisconsin to 6-4, first time under Paul Chryst with four losses in a season. Let's quickly relive this ballgame, and it was actually the Badgers coming in without their starting quarterback, going to Jack Cohn, but after getting an early defensive stop, at least early, it didn't seem like it would be a problem for the Badgers offense.
It's third down at about 2. Again, moving from left to right. It's Taylor right up the middle. He's got a first down and more. Up across the 40, 45, 50, inside Penn State territory. He's going to go untouched middle of the field into the end zone. Touchdown, Wisconsin, 71 yards as they go out on top 6-0.
Nation's leading rusher against a defense that has been struggling to stop the run. And Jonathan Taylor had a good day, 20 for 185. But Penn State's got its own star, and Penn State had a good response.
From the far hash mark, bright sunshine down on the field. Sanders in the backfield, McSorley out of the shotgun, takes the snap, drops back two steps, throws to the end zone. Touchdown, Penn State, to the right side to Tompkins, who was wide open for his second touchdown of the year, and the Nittany Lions are within one.
Got the extra point to tie it up at 7, 8 plays to go 75 yards. McSorley hits 7 of his first 8 passes. And then back on the field 3 plays later because the Badgers' new quarterback, Jack Cohn, fumbled the snap. That would lead to a 49-yard Jake Pinneger field goal, 10-7 Penn State after 1. Middle part of the second quarter again, Wisconsin really unable to get going. Penn State deep in Badgers' territory.
Second and goal from inside the 1-yard line. McSorley from the gun. Takes the handoff, gives it to Sanders, dives forward into the end zone. High in the air. Touchdown, Penn State at 16-7, Nittany Lions.
Now, they missed the extra point, 16-7 the lead, but as well as the Penn State offense was playing and as much of a struggle as it was for Wisconsin, seemed to be enough. Now, it was 19-10 Penn State, driving early in the fourth when it seemed to be a game-changing play.
Sanders in motion in the backfield, dancing around. He takes the snap, fumbles the ball. It's loose at the 30-yard line, and I think Wisconsin
that
has recovered. That is not a good play at all by the Nittany Lions. Why would they call that play?
That is unreal.
Is that the defense recovered the loose ball. First and 10, Wisconsin.
Zach Bond recovers the football. And Wisconsin does have a chance, 1:44 to play, down 12.
All right, so 22-10 there as they get the ball back with a couple of minutes to go. But again, struggles on offense the entire day. And the defense for the Nittany Lions would give us our Wrangler highlight of the game.
45 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. The clock runs. Cohen from the near hash mark takes the snap from the shotgun, throws middle of the field, intercepted at the goal line. Sliding down is Nick Scott, his third interception of the year, and that will do it.
And that's our Wrangler highlight of the game, brought to you by Wrangler Outdoor Shorts, Pants, and Shirts with quick-drying water-repellent fabric. UPF 30 protection, Wrangler Outdoor. Clothing with everyday versatility, outdoor credibility. Try them on today. 22-10, the victory for Penn State. Trace McSorley ties the school record. Most career wins in a career. He's got 29 and a chance to break it the next couple weeks with Maryland and Rutgers on the horizon.